This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message from Ephesians 1:15 through the end of the chapter about prayer. Folks, I'm not exaggerating or trying to overplay it, but there are things I said about prayer in this message that I've never said any other message. This is unique stuff to me. It may not be to you, but it's unique to me that I talk about prayer and the area of God revealing things to us in prayer, God giving us wisdom, seeing life from His point of view, and God enlightening our souls with insight that only He can give. That's what we talk about today on Cross Hope as we continue. Or the fourth one is enlightened eyes. That's a big term. What's it mean? A professional counselor who was here at one of the earlier services says we call that reframing your thinking, enlightened eyes. Well, enlightened thinking comes from the word enlightened in the Greek is photidzo. We get photo from it. And God sheds light on things in our life. Have you ever been in a conversation and you thought one thing and all of a sudden somebody brings up something and here's what you said? Well, that sheds a different light on this situation. I didn't know that about him. I didn't know that's what he was going through. And all of a sudden some light was shown on a topic of discussion and you started looking at things a little differently. I got news for you. The Holy Spirit does that every day. And He will enlighten your eyes. He will help you to see that which you can't see. Maybe it's a need for a change in your life. The Lord opens your eyes and you see things you haven't seen before. Let me tell you a powerful story about that. Maxie Dunham, for years, was the president of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. He talks about meeting a 20-year-old young man who only had a high school education, came from a culturally deprived background, had no contact with a church since he was six. So he's 20 years old, had no contact with a church since he was 6 years old. He had been deeply immersed in drugs and the drug culture, and his conversion to the Lord a year ago when he was 19 sounds like a story out of the book of Acts. Maxie Dunham says, I was especially moved as he shared a period of struggle through which he had recently gone and the revelation that had come to him. Here's what happened to this 19-year-old young man. He told Maxie Dunham, the day came when he was looking at what he was doing and he said, I didn't feel guilty about it because of what it was doing to me. He said, I didn't feel bad about it because what I was even doing to other people. He said, the realization came to me, 19 years old, no contact with the church since he's six. He said, the realization came to me that what I was doing was offending the Lord God Almighty. What do you call that? Enlightened eyes. What do you call that? Revelation from God. What do you call that? Wisdom, seeing life from God's point of view. All of the above, that's what he saw in his own life. And you know what? I pray that that kind of thing happens every week. Sunday morning in first service, in second service, third service, that there's a man or woman, one person in each service, if that's all, but whose eyes have been opened, their eyes have been enlightened, there's something's been revealed to their spirit that no husband or wife could reveal to them, no parent could reveal to them, no friend or coworker could reveal to them, but the Holy Spirit can reveal things to you about your life, that what we're doing hurts other people and it offends the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask you a very personal question. Is there anything going on in your life right now in terms of what you say and what you do and what you think that not only offends other people, you know in your heart that it offends the Lord? Let the Lord speak to you right now through His Word and through His Spirit. Our website is crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.